Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with Hillary Knox from La Plata Electric. So before the break, we kind of touched base a little bit briefly, but do you have any open seats for the board of directors right now or coming up?
Yeah, well, we do every year. So one board seat in each of LPA's four districts comes up for re-election every year. So every year, there's one seat in each district that's open for running. We don't know yet which one of our existing board members will be running for re-election. So, but in the end, if you're interested in serving the community by serving on the LPA board, we do encourage you to apply. So in a couple of weeks here, on February 8th, we will have the LPA board director candidate packets available on our website. We'll make sure to have a quick link on our homepage so it's easy to find. So those are available. Those will be available on February 8th. They're due back to us on April 10th. So you have a little bit of time. You need to go out and collect signatures. I mean, there's definitely some time that goes into that application process. And then in early May, the ballots go out to everyone in this area, everyone that's an LPA member, and they're due back on the 7th. And then on the 8th, we have our annual meeting, which is when we announce the results. So that's coming up here soon.
I'm curious, do you have to be an electrical engineer? Do you have to have, electricity background, or can anybody run for the board?
Pretty much anyone can run for the board. It's important to know which district you're in, which again, when you go on to our website, there's a GIS map that can help you understand which voting district you're in. Here in the city, I think there's two districts that you could potentially be in here in Durango. So I encourage you to go there. Really the minimum qualifications are that you've lived here for a year, that you reside in the district that you're running for, and that you do not have any family members that work at LPA.
So there are a few little criteria. And again, you got to get signatures. And it's not a large amount of signatures, I don't think. It's
15. Yeah. So you just have to find 15 people who are willing to vote for you.
Yeah. So you should have, if you don't have 15 friends that you can get to sign your petition, you might not want to run. I'm kidding. I mean, certainly we can find 15 people out there. And again, it's all at lpea.coop as far as the information. Now, you guys also offer scholarships. I'm going to shift gears a little bit. Talk about the scholarships.
We do. So I think hopefully most of you guys are aware of the fact that as members of LPA, you get capital credits every year, which is your basically your the return on your investment. For being a member of a co-op. We try to return those capital credits to our members every year, but people move, people don't give us their forwarding address, people don't cash the checks we send them. And so those become unclaimed capital credits. And those unclaimed capital credits are used to fund all sorts of fun stuff in our district, from educational grants to scholarships and to sponsorships. So big chunk of what those funds fund are these scholarships, and they are open right now for application. All applications are due on the 1st of March. So you still have just a little over a month to get those in. I know kids like to wait till the last minute. We always get like 80% of our applications within the last, 3 days.
Of course.
But we would encourage kids to get those applications in ASAP. And graduating high school seniors in our service territory and also GED graduates in our service territory who are seeking to pursue higher education can apply for those scholarships. I believe there's 9 scholarships in total, and they range everywhere from just $500 stipend, which might help buy some books, to, $24,000.
Oh, wow.
718. Yeah, I think maybe more than that. I'm blanking. I'm not a numbers person.
A larger amount.
A larger amount. I think it's $28,000 because it's $7,000 each year for 4 years.
Oh, so
and we also have 3 line worker scholarships this year, which is one more than usual because we really want to encourage kids to consider work in the trades. It's a great field. great job security, really interesting. You get to climb poles and be a hero to your local community. And there's a nationwide shortage of line workers out there. So really, if you know, someone's not sure what they want to do, thinking construction, but maybe want something more reliable, you could punch your ticket in any state in the United States if you were a line worker. So, and the scholarship covers the full cost of your 1 year of line school.
Wow. You know, and like you say, thinking about not just a job, but a career, because the benefits and everything that LPA offers as an employee is amazing. And, you know, just, again, get to work with a bunch of fun people and, you know, and doing something good for the community. And if you ever decided that you wanted to leave the community, again, you probably have your ticket written, so to speak, to transfer to another state. So we've got about a minute left. Anything else you want to throw in there?
No, I would just really, you know, you might be surprised at how few people apply for some of those scholarships. So if you're thinking that you don't want to waste the time because you don't think that you would get it, think again. If you put your application in, especially for those line worker scholarships, you have a very, very good chance of getting it. So it's worth the time.
And everything's available at the website one more time.
LPA.coop. Awesome. And if you just go down our community section, you'll see the scholarship section.
Well, Hillary, thank you. And please, you know, extend a thank you to all the wonderful people that kept our power on during the recent snowstorms. And I'll get you back on the air because, you know, there's still a list of questions I have, but we'll let you off the hook this time.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me, Jack.
You bet. And don't forget LPEA.coop for all the information. And we're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Have a great day.